Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Megillah Daf Hey, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amash Shad Haven Aliyah. So Gemara tells us Rav Bas says Rav Yehuda Kol Sha'amru Yitchem Kaimai Ubovad Ba'Asara. In all these situations we've been discussing, that a city is going to get pushed off from its place, meaning that we're not going to be reading on the 14th or 15th. That's okay, as long as they read with 10. There has to be 10 people reading together. That's for Persume Nisa if they're reading on the proper day. So even if a person reads B'Yachid by himself, that's considered sufficient. Pursuing Nisa because everyone's reading on that day, but now that we're being pushed off, so there has to be groups of 10 people minimum reading it together for Pursuing Nisa. However, Banan Chamin Rabbanan Afil B'Yachid, we see the Rabbanan also read even just by themselves. Continuing this discussion, Ravunas B'Shem Ravasi, Kol Sha'amru Yidchel Yom HaKnisa, Ubavad Basara. Anytime we say that they're going to read early by the Yom HaKnisa, that's fine, but it has to be done in a group of 10. Also, Rav Chananya Amar, he says, Ispalgan Rav Chanan Rav Yehuda, Rav Chanan Rav Yehuda argue about this. Chanan one says, Ubavad Basara, it has to be done with 10 people. The one who says Afil Biyichidi, even if a person reads by himself, that's okay. Now, Masav Mand Omer Bavad Basara, Mand Omer Afil Biyichidi, the one who holds it has to be read with 10 people. Ask the one who said that it's okay to read even just by himself. Achum Kaima Yikra. Why doesn't he just read in his place? In other words, this entire discussion we've been having up until now, that they're Makil Miyam Akinisa, that they read early because they're going to be in the big cities anyway. That itself is mashma that you have to do it in groups of 10 for Persuming Nisa. Because if not, why would there be a reason to be Makil Miyam Akinisa? Just read by yourself in your city, and that should be fine. And we end up with this question. We just have one more discussion. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Salkas Masnisa Achadasar Shneimasar Shloishasar Abasar V'Chamishasar. The mission seems to be deviating from what we had previously began discussing. Right in the first mission of the Perek, it tells us that when can the Megillah be read? The 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we start out discussing the 11th, and then we go up in dates. But then when the next Mishnayos began describing, so when is it that we're going to be reading early? It doesn't begin by explaining the case of when they're going to read on the 11th, it just starts. Let's say the 14th is on Monday, so this one everyone reads. Let's say the 14th is on Tuesday or Wednesday, so this one everyone reads, and that seems to be a little bit inconsistent with the beginning of the Mishnah, and that's all the Gemara is pointing out right now. And moving on to Halacha Dalet, the Mishnah tells us, Ezuhi Ir Gedola, what is considered a large city? We've been differentiating between the small cities and the large cities. So what is a large city? Kol Sheyesh Ba'Asara Batlanim, if it has 10 Batlanim. Now 10 Batlanim does not mean 10 people that sit around doing nothing, eating sunflower seeds all day. It's talking about 10 people who are batal from Halacha because they're sitting in the base measures learning, they're supported by the people of the city, and the key is they should always be in shul, ready for tefillah when it's time to daven, and that's the definition of a large city. How pachas mikan? Less than that. How is a kfar? That's considered a kfar. So there could be a lot of people in the city, but if they don't have ten batlonim, they're considered a kfar. The Mishnah continues, Be'ilu amru makdimin v'lay ma'achrin. With these things, they said that we're makdim, we do it early, and we do not delay it, we don't go beyond the time. Now the question is, what are these things? We've only been talking about one, which is Kriyas Megillah, so actually there's another one that's being included as well. That's to do with the machzah shekel that people have to give every single year. It should not be delayed past the first of Nisan. If need be, we take those machzah shekels that are given and we're going to use them even before the first of Nisan. That's what it means. Magdim and v'leim achrin, we're going to do it early and we're not going to delay. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, Zman atzakehanim v'am, the time of the wood carbon of the kehanim and the people. And this we had seen at the end of Maseches Tainis is referring to 9 different times that special families had given wood for the Binzbeach and therefore they have a special mini yomtif of theirs. So these times, if they land on Shabbos, or V'tishabav, if Tishabav falls on a Shabbos, V'chagiga, if Yomtif falls on a Shabbos, so the Karmel Chagiga that's supposed to be brought on Yomtif can't be brought that day, because again, it's Shabbos, and V'hakel is when all of the Yidden gather together once every 7 years. It's on the first year of the new Shemitah cycle, on the second day of Sukkot, so this comes out on Shabbos as well. Ma'achrin, V'lo Magdimin, they delay it, they push it off a day, and they do not make it earlier. Also, Af B'Sha'ar Magdimin, V'lo Ma'achrin, even though, in regards to the Megillah, we said that we do it early and we don't delay it, nonetheless, on those days which it's read early, Mitarn Misafid Uvitainis, it's mutter to give a spadim and to fast because it's not actually Purim then. Furthermore, Matanas Lav Yonim could be given on those days, and we had mentioned earlier that really Matanas Lav Yonim should be saved for Purim. The Mishnah over here is just saying that Bidiyavid, if Matanas Lav Yonim was given, that's okay, the person's Yotze. Now, Rabbi Yehudi further clarifies, Eimasai, when is this that we're going to be Makdim or we're going to read Megillah early? That's Makam Shenechnasin B'Sheinu B'Chamishi. It's only a place where the Kfarim actually go in on Monday and Thursday, so anyway, they're gathered there so they could read Megillah even though it's early. If it's a place where they don't have this minig for whatever reason, they don't go in on Monday and Thursday, so Karan Arsa Bizmano, they have to read it in its time on the 14th, whenever that is, even though it's not Monday, Thursday, and they're not allowed to be Makdim, they're not allowed to read it earlier. So first thing Mark explains what these Asar Batlanim are. Tanami Vibraisa, Asar Batilim and Malachdon, Lebesa Knesses. These are 10 people that are batal. They don't do any Malacha, they're not engaged in regular work, they're in the shul and they're learning Torah, as we had had said. And Rabbi Hudamar, he tells us, Kigain Anu, like us, Shein Anu Tzrichen, Ella L'Talmudenu, that's a proper Girsa, that we don't need anything else other than our learning. We said we learn all day. That's considered our Asara Batalonim. And Tanu, we have a Brisa, Kfar She'ein by Asara, a village that doesn't have 10, Takanasa Kalkalasai, it's Takana, is its Kilkal, Vinasa Kir, and they're like a city. In other words, a city that doesn't have Asara Batalonim. And not only that, but they also do not go into the large city on Monday and Thursday, so they're just treated like a regular city, and they read on the 14th, they don't read any earlier, and that's really what we had seen at the end of the Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues, Be'ilu Amr Magdimin V'Loim Achrin, and we further explain this, Kriyas Megillah, Utrumas Shkalim, Magdimin V'Loim Achrin, with reading Megillah, and taking new Shkalim that were donated with the Machtsa Shekel, and using these for Karbonis and whatever they're used for, that's done earlier if necessary, but it's not delayed. Now specifically in regards to Kriyas Megillah, we already know that's because the Pasuk says, V'Loyavar, so we can't read past the 15th, therefore we have to do it earlier. However, when it comes to making a Suda Rosh Chodesh or the regular Purim Suda, if need be, that would be delayed and not done early. And that's for the same reason all the other things in the Mishnah are going to be delayed and not done early. That's because it's not their time yet. For example, the Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'am or the Karban Chagiga, all these things, if it hasn't reached the time yet to bring it, so we're not going to do it early. And since there's no issue delaying, because we don't have any Pasuk that says not to delay, so we'll delay it, and it's the same thing with Sudas Parim. So Gemara Hinobiz continues this, why not do it on Shabbos? Why not have a Purim Suda on Shabbos? What's the problem? Why should it be delayed till after Shabbos? So Amar Lehi told him, that's because Lasus Oisim Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, the Pasuk in Megillah says, to make them days of Mishta and Simcha. What do we learn from here? Esha Simchasa Teluya BeBezdin, the Simcha of Purim is a Simcha that has to be Tali in Bezdin, because Bezdin, Minan Shekinesa Gdoila and Mordechai, they established when Purim is supposed to be, so it has to be clear from the rejoicing of Purim that this is a rejoicing that's totally on Bezdin. Yasazeh, this excludes this. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, Shesimchas Tuliyah B'Dei Shemayim, that Simchas because of Shemayim, Hashem said that it's Shabbos right now, and that's why we're not going to have the Purim Suda on Shabbos. Now we talk about Tzedakah money on Purim. Mikvas Purim, LePurim. Any monies collected on Purim for Purim, those have to be used for Purim, and you can't just give some of it out to Aniyim, and the rest say, you know what, let's put this in the community chest, let's put it in the neighborhood Kupat Tzedakah, and we're going to save it for later. No, it was collected on Purim, it's given out on Purim for Purim. Now Rav Blazer, he further clarifies, as long as the Ani himself doesn't change and do something different with it. For example, Ritzulim and Aloy, he can't use this money to buy a strap for his shoe. He has to use it for Purim. On to another din, Ein Medakdikin Mitzvos Purim, no being too precise and exacting with the money of Purim. Ella kol mishu pashet es yado litol, nice and light. Anyone who sticks out his hand, you give it to him. Throughout the year, if a person comes and says, I'm poor, I need money, so there's a chiv to look into him to see if he really needs, or if maybe he's just trying to swindle you. On Purim, it's not like that. Anybody who asks for money, you give them. Another thing, which is similar to what we said before, Ein Mishanim Mayis Purim, no changing money of Purim. If we have money that's designated to be given out on Purim, it's got to be given out on Purim, no changing it for anything else. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Hashar Kol Mayis Mishanin, does that mean that other tzedakah money could be changed? That if the Gabayim had tzedakah money, they could use it for something else and not give it out to tzedakah? How does that make sense? Al rather, the clarification is, Kol Mayis Ad Shalai Yinosul Gizbarin Ad Roshay L'Shanayson, that any money before it's given out to the Gabayim, to the ones who are going to be distributing it, so a person is allowed to change. For example, if a person designated $100 of tzedakah money and then he realizes he needs it for his own personal use, he's allowed to use it for himself. It's basically called borrowing from tzedakah money that he could pay tzedakah back later. It's only Mishen Yilu Gizbarim and Ad Roshay L'Shanayson. Once it's given to the Gabayim, they're not allowed to change it and that's going to be given over. As opposed to Purim money, even if a person had not given it out yet and he still has it in his pocket, he's not allowed to use it for any other thing other than giving it out to poor people. And moving on to the next part of the Mishnah where it said, Avol Zman Atzei Kehanim, this special karbon, that's going to be delayed if necessary and not done early. Now the Gemara asks, Ma ra Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'amli Manos, what exactly is this being mentioned over here, the Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'am, what's this referring to? And following Gemara is almost word for word from the end of Maseches Tainis. Ela B'shosh Al Yishom and Agayla, at the time the Yidden went up from Gaul's Bavel to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, V'loy Matzu Eitzim B'lishka, there were times they didn't find any wood in the Lishka, in the chamber of the base of Mikdash, V'amdu Elu, and these families got up, V'nisnadvu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, and they donated their own personal wood, Umsarm Tzibur, and they gave it over to the Tzibur. They gave it over wholeheartedly that this is for the Tzibur. V'nikrimahen Karbonat Tzibur, and then Karbonat Tzibur were used with this wood. And v'histuimon anavim shebineihem, the Navim that were there, they made it tonight. They stipulated shafilu lishka malaya etzim, that later on down the line, even if the lishka is full of wood, va'amdu elu v'nisnadvu etzim shel atzman, these families, they get up, they donate wood from themselves. Shleihe karbon miskarev el mishalahem tchila, that the carbon on that day is not going to be brought from any other wood other than the wood that was donated by these families as a special right reserved for them, that on this day that they had donated wood when the Beis HaMikdash didn't have. Later on, every single year, they're allowed to donate wood personally, and their wood was going to be used. And as we said in the Mishnah, that was like a mini Yom Tov for them. Now, Amar Rav Acha, Rav Acha says, Rabbi Yosi, this has to be Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? Rabbi Yosi says, Afaretz Mesnadav Shem Rechinam, that even if a person wants, he could donate and just be a regular Shem Rechinam. Now, what's this talking about? So, first thing that's important to know over here is that a carbon tzibur has to be from the tzibur. It has to be from tzibur funds owned by the tzibur, coming from the tzibur, and it cannot have any private hand in it. It can't be privately funded. It can't be that somebody private donated the carbon tzibur. It has to be carbon tzibur. Now, the specific memra that we're mentioning from Rabbi Yosi has to do with Shemitah. We know that all produce growing on Shemitah is hefker, and we also know that the second day of Pesach is when the carbon omer is brought. The omer is from barley, and so technically we have an issue during Shemitah, because since all barley is hefker, how is the Beis HaMikdash going to ensure that they're going to have barley for the omer? So what they do is they appoint a shomer, a person who's going to watch barley that's growing, making sure that nobody takes it, and then when it's ready for harvesting, the Beis HaMikdash is going to harvest it using it for the omer. Now the Chachamim hold that that watchman has to be paid with hektish funds. That means, in essence, that the barley, which is being watched by this person, is owned by Hekdesh, it's owned by the Tzibur, it's owned by the public, because again, the watchman who watched it was paid with by public funds. But Rabbi Yosi says that no, if he wants, he can Mesnadav Shem Rechinam, he could watch the barley on his own. He's basically giving a present to Hekdesh, to the Tzibur, by watching it for free, and that's perfectly fine. Why is that? Because even though maybe you're going to say the barley is considered his, Rabbi Yosi holds, he gives over this barley with 100% lave, a complete good heart, wholeheartedly, that this barley is being given over to the Tzibur, so it still is considered a carbon tzibur, as opposed to the Chachamim, they hold that he can't watch it for free, he has to be, because even if he does give it over to the Tzibur, and he says, here, Beis HaMikdash, I'm happy, I was watching it for free, no problem, it's not really with a full heart, and that means he does still retain somewhat of ownership in it, and then it's not considered a carbon tzibur. Therefore, bringing this all the way back to our discussion of his carbon etzim, where he said that every single year, these people, these families, could donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to use their wood, that must be according to Rabbi Yosi, that they're giving their own wood to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a problem. It could be used for Kabbalah Tzibur because they're giving it over wholeheartedly with 100% lave, no problem. It's 100% considered the Tzibur's. As opposed to the Chamim, they hold that this special day of Atzei Kehanim Va'am is not actual wood being given over by these families. It's just a mini Yom Tov that they bring a special carbon and they treat it as a Yom Tov, but they're not actually giving wood over because a private individual cannot give wood over to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, as we've been explaining in Shitas Chachamim this entire time, that they hold a person can't really 100% give something over to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not wholehearted. So you're going to ask, what about these 9 times that we see that back then, at the beginning of the building, the second Beis HaMikdash, they did donate wood? Well, that was because it was a Shas Adchak and there was nothing else to do, but later on down the line, we don't take wood from them. But now we continue. Rabbi Yosef says, B'shem Rav Ila, Tiber HaKalhi, really is according to everybody. Ma Pligin, what's all Machlekes Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanon? Begufa Yishal Karbon. That's only in regards to a carbon itself, whether it's allowed to come from private funds. Al Machshire Karbon, but something that's used to help prepare the carbon, such as wood, everyone agrees, meaning even the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Yosi, that a carbon yachid could be changed to a carbon tzibur, meaning when the yachid gives it over, he does give it over with a full heart, and it's 100% considered the tzibur's. We continue discussing this. Tanu, we have a braisa, if a woman who's a kain, she made a ksainus, a special tunic that a kain wears, she made it for her son, she has to give it over wholeheartedly to the tzibur, because it has to be considered the public's. It can't be just her private thing. And Rav Acha says over here as well, Rabbi Yosi, this must be Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Amar, he says, Afaretz Mesnadav Shem Rechinam. However, over here as well, Rabbi Yosi says, B'shem Rav Ila, that no Dira Kailhi, this would be according to everybody, because Ma Pligin, what's all Machlekes Begufa Shel Carbon, with the carbon itself. If we're talking about the barley for the Eimer, or regular carbon, that can't be given over wholeheartedly by an individual for the Tzibur, according to Rabban. Of Machshiri Carbon, but something that's used in the preparatory stages of a carbon, such as the Big Day Kahuna, Kalam, Moedai Shu Mishnana, Carbon Yachal, Carbon Tzibur, everyone agrees that it go from the Yachal to the Tzibur. We continue discussing this. Masnisa Pliga al Rav Acha. That's the proper girsa. The following brisa is clearly not like Rav Acha. What does the brisa say? Oisen hayamim, those days of Atzei Kehanim Va'am, Noigin b'shas Karbon v'shaloi b'shas Karbon, they kept these times, whether it was Shas Karbon or not Shas Karbon, which means whether or not we had the Beis HaMikdash, they kept to this practice. And Rabbi Yosi says, Einu Noigin el b'shas Karbon was only b'shas Karbon. Now, what do we see from the Reisha, from the Tanakhama, this brisa? This man Atzei Kehanim Va'am was b'shas Karbon, which means that they were actually bringing real wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and that clearly shows, not like what Rav Acha explained, that they weren't bringing wood, they were just making it a special day. This shows not. They were actually bringing real wood to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. And we also see this from the following. I was from the family of Sunab ben Binyamin. Shimon, which is one of these families that celebrated the special day, v'chal Tisha B'Av lias b'Shabbes. It turned out that Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, v'dechinu esel l'matzah Shabbos. How we pushed it off to matzah Shabbos, meaning it was pushed off till Sunday. And what does that mean? That when are we fasting? On the 10th of Av. Now the family of Sunah ben Binyamin, when was their special day of Atzei Kehanim Ve'Am? It was Yud Av. So it turns out the day that everyone's fasting for Tisha B'Av is the same day that they have a mini Yom Tif. And what does Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik tell us? And we fasted and we didn't complete the fast, which means we began fasting for Tisha B'Av, but then we stopped at some point in time because we had a mini Yom Tif. Now the only way they wouldn't have to fast the entire fast of Tisha B'Av that was Nidcha is because they're really bringing wood for the Mizbeach, not just commemorating the day that their family once upon a time did bring it, but actually bringing real wood for the Mizbeach. And so we see from here as well, there's not just a Korn Treb Yaisi, even the Rabbanon, they'd really be bringing wood and donating it for Karbana. So Raya, not like Ravacha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.